Pastor Sherry, what do you have for us this morning, woman of God?
I have Psalm 92. Hallelujah! Yes. You know, the ones we've been reading for the last couple of weeks, I call those the Psalms for Misery Loves Company Psalms, right? But today, whoa, yesterday, we were in 91. We love 91. But I found a verse in 92 that might be becoming my favorite verse in the Psalms, for it gives me and most of you hope. For in your presence they will still overflow and be anointed, even in their old age.
Wow, amen.
They will stay fresh, bearing luscious fruit and abiding faithfully. Yes, amen.
And all the kids in the congregation said,
you'll be there someday and you can remember this. That Psalm 92, verse 14. But let's go on to verses 1 through 4. I'm reading again from the Passion Translation. It's so enjoyable to come before you with uncontainable praises, spilling from our hearts. How we love to sing our praises over and over to you, to the matchless God, high and exalted over all. At each and every sunrise, we will be thanking you for your kindness and love. As the sun sets and all through the night, we will keep proclaiming, you are so faithful. Melodies of praise will fill the air as every musical instrument, joined with every heart, overflows with worship. No wonder I'm so glad. I can't keep it in. Lord, I'm shouting with glee over all that you've done and all that you've done for me. Wow! What an introduction to worship. Let's stand and let's say verse 1 together as we enter into worship, as we even recite this verse together. It's so enjoyable to come before you with uncontainable praises spilling from our hearts. How we love to sing our praises over and over to you, to the matchless God, high and exalted over all, over everything, over you and me, over disease. He is high, and amen. We're going to exalt him this morning.